Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom. Giving all honor, all glory, and all praises to the Holy One of Israel. It is a great blessing to be able to give praises to the Most High in the little sanctuary that He has set for His people. My name is Morey Obadiah Yisrael at the House of Yisrael, located in 1907 Vine Street. And this is nothing but the truth. And I'm filling in for the elder Morey here at the House of Israel, Morey Ishaya Yisrael. And we give all honor, all glory, and all praises to the Holy One of Israel, whose name alone is Yahweh. And who is Yah? Well, Yah is the creator of the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that in them is. Yahweh is the Savior and the Redeemer of not only Israel, but of the entire world today. So we give all thanks, all honor, and all glory to the Holy One of Israel. And this evening's presentation is dealing with something very great, a testimonial, a memorial that the Most High has left for his people. And if anyone has been catching the program or listening to the program this week, you will see that something quite dynamic has been taking place. And it's the questions that may be plaguing the nation of Israel or concerning Israel or anything that we have to try to seek the understanding of, inquiring of the Most High. And it's been a Q&A. It's been the Q&A lessons all this week. And the most beautiful part, all the answers that were given was given by the words of the Most High. So that we didn't have to get a panel full of philosophers and didn't have to get a bunch of theologians and have them in the background. And when the question is asked, everybody huddled up, and in 5 or 10 minutes, you get an answer. No. It came from a servant of Yah, and these things were established through the word of Yahweh. And this is what we're going to deal with today, is why these crooked things are being made straight with the word of Yah. Why are the things that seem challenging to most of, to the world, the Most High answers right within his word? Because a testimony was given about the word of Yah. And we witnessing to the Most High, witness this to be true. Because no matter where you go in the world today, there's many philosophies, there's many ideologies, there's many trains of thoughts. People that they made a living out of just reading books. And they read books day unto day, night unto night, and they come out with all type of theories, all type of equations, all type of ways of thinking because of what they've read. And they take it and they make it a piece of them. And not only do they make it a piece of them, they make it a part of their ideology. But it's something that the witnesses of the Most High, the witnesses of the Most High can witness to this. And it's recorded in the book of Proverbs, the 30th chapter, if you turn with me there. And let me say shalom to all of our people that are listening via the internet and blog talk. For we know that the only reason that you're tuning in is because of your fear, love, and dedication to the Most High. So hallelujah. In Proverbs, the 30th division, and the 5th verse. Now this is a verse that most Israel can quote verbatim. They're very familiar with this verse. They're very familiar with this verse that's in this chapter. But this says so much and saying so little. It speaks mountains upon the greatness of the word of Yah. And in Proverbs 30 and verse 5, it reads, every word of Elohim is pure, and he is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. Every word of Elohim is pure. That means every word of Elohim is clean. Every word of Elohim is tried, because every word of Elohim is judgment, is righteousness, is truth, is mercy, is goodness. Every word of Elohim is pure. So if we try to take our hearts and our minds to what they would consider the next level and be thinking on a higher plane, and think on a higher level, that we have to grasp the reality of this testimony that we just read. Every word of Elohim is pure. That means it's tried. That means it's sure. That means it's truth. And it's so sure and it's so tried that it says that he is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. So just by putting our trust in the Most High word, the Most High becomes a shield. He becomes a protector unto his people that put their trust in his words. But in the same token, just how this word entrusted in Yah and his word, he'll become a shield unto you, just like he'll become a protector to you, just like he will go before you as a measurement of judgment if we put our trust in the Most High's word. If we don't, it says, add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. And this is undoubtedly what's happening in the world today. There's many things and there's many ideologies and ways of trains of thoughts that our people have. And it's only because they're adding to the words of the Most High, or they're diminishing from the words of the Most High, and they're being reproved, and they're being found a liar because they're doing these things. So if you ask your average preacher the questions that's been asked this week, you will see a lot of tap dancing, or you'll hear a lot of man's word, but you will not get the word coming straight from the true and living Elohim. If you ask a lot of iman questions, like questions were asked this week, you'll get a lot of tap dancing. You'll get a lot of philosophizing. You'll get a lot of historic information, but you will not get the words of Elohim. So you will not get the purity. And if you ask a lot of so-called scholars who have a lot of sheepskin on their wall, who have a lot of degrees, who've attended college for 8 and 10 years, they'll give you a whole lot of man's knowledge. They'll give you a whole lot of man's theologies and theories. But one thing that they will neglect to give you is the word of Elohim. And every word of Elohim is pure, but not every word of your philosopher is pure. Not every word of your presidents are pure. Not every word of your so-called teachers are pure. Not every word of a preacher is pure. Not every word of an iman is pure. Not if you roll up a joint, smoke a bunch of weed, and become a Rastafarian and start reading for yourself, every word is not going to be pure. But every word of Elohim is pure. And by putting your trust in it, Yahweh becomes a shield unto them that put their trust in him. And why is the Most High a shield? Well, turn to the book of Psalms, the 19th chapter. In Psalms, the 19th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 7th verse. And it reads, the law of Yah is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of Yahweh is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of Yah are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandments of Yahweh is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of Yah is clean, enduring forever, and the judgments of Yahweh are true and righteous all together. And this is so invaluable, it says, more to be desired are they than gold. Yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb. Because this is why Yahweh, every word of Elohim, is pure. Because the commandments of Yahweh is pure. And when Yahweh is speaking to his people, or when Yahweh is speaking through his messenger, it is everlasting proof that the commandments of Yahweh is pure. That means if we execute this, that these things are tried. And these things are not so the Most High can see. This is for us to see that every word of Elohim is pure. So if you want to learn righteousness, if you want to learn how to be merciful, If you want to learn how to execute true judgment, then we must know and familiarize ourselves and eat the role that Yah has put before us. And the word and the role that Yahweh has put before us this day is his word. And it's pure. It's clean. It's tried. And in keeping Yahweh's word and confirming Yahweh's word, we're going to be tried. Oh, yes, we're going to be tried. And we're going to go through the furnace of fire, just like Yahweh's word has been tried through. But Yahweh is going to take all the rust off of us, all the bad components off of us, until we become a sharp threshing sword before our Elohim. But it's only to make you strong. That's why the Most High said to be thou strong and very courageous. Well, you're only going to be strong and you're only going to be courageous if we're keeping the words of Yahweh. And we keep them by confirming them. We keep them by executing them. And we keep them by seeking it. That means if any ideology comes along, if any other point of view comes along, if any type of opinion comes along, someone comes along and tell you, look, man, y'all doing this wrong. We got to do A, B, and C. We'll establish it through Yahweh's word. Man, I'm trying to tell you that the Most High don't delight in that no more. That's done away with. As soon as we came into captivity, he stopped the delight in that. Well, then establish it through Yahweh's word. Man, I'm trying to tell you, man, the Most High said about marriage, all you got to do is this, that, and the third, and you married already, man. All you got to do if you want to get riches is do this, that, and the third, and you're going to get it. We'll establish this through the words of the Most High. And we don't have to seek after no one with familiar spirits, no soothsayers, no psychics, none of these abominable things. All we have to do is seek after the Most High word. And once we find it, once the Most High reveals it unto us, now it's our job and commission to confirm it and to bring it straight forth to the light, because Yahweh's word is the light. Turn with me to the book of Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter. In Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter, and the first verse, I'm going to start reading at the first verse of Deuteronomy 8:1. It reads, all the commandments which I commanded thee this day shall ye observe to do, that ye may live and multiply and go in a land and possess the land which Yah swear unto your fathers. And thou shalt remember all the ways which Yahweh thy Elohim led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, and he humbled thee, and to prove thee, to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wilt keep his commandments or no. So this is what the Most High put these commandments before us. If you're keeping the commandments, there is no one that can say, man, I keep the commandments, but you haughty, arrogant. You can't say, man, I'm keeping the commandments, but when darkness arrives and when travail arrives, the Most High is the last thing you're thinking of. No, the Most High put these commandments on us to keep these so we can be humble. And they're also there to prove us. Because to prove you is to let you know that Yahweh's word is going to be tried within you and tried within us. So when adversity comes, the weak is just going to say, look, man, I start keeping the Sabbath day. I lost my job. I lost my house. I lost my cars. Man, this Yahweh stuff ain't working. I'm going back to the, when I was serving them false idols, you call them what you want, I was prospering. Well, don't you know that these things are only to prove you? These things are being done to humble you. But if we don't have eyes that can see and ears that can perceive and hear, we won't. We won't see these things for what the Most High is doing. We won't know that these very things are trying us to not only be righteous, but to stay righteous. And as it says in verse 3, it says, and he humbled thee and suffered thee the hunger and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee to know that man does not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of Yah does man live. This is what Yahweh is proving us with. To let us know, look, man, it don't matter what you call yourself surviving off of. I don't care what you don't put your stock in and believing is going to be your salvation. I take all these things away from you just to prove you and show you that every word of Elohim is pure and that I'm a shield unto you if you put your trust in me. Because one way you're going to see that man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of Elohim do we live. This is our survival. It's not the bread that we buy in the stores. It's not the jobs that we go to Monday through Friday. It's not the women that you may be out on the street chasing. It's not the men on the street that you're trying to be chased by. It's not the trinkets around our neck. It's not the shoes on our feet or the clothes on our back. That is not how we surviving. All of that is vanity. But how we even live, how we even exist, is by every word spoken by the mouth of Elohim. Every word of Yahweh. Every word of Yah is our very existence. That means if Yahweh didn't say, let there be light, there will be no light. If Yahweh didn't call for darkness, there will be no darkness. If Yahweh didn't call for the heavens, there will be no heavens. If Yah didn't call for the seas, there will be no seas. There will be no separation from the heavens, from the waters from above the earth, heavens to the waters beneath the heavens. And if Yahweh didn't call it, we wouldn't be in existence, because it was Yahweh that breathed his ruach into his very creation, and we became a living soul. So man don't live by bread only. This is not why we existed. A morsel of bread and then fall into a ground, and the ground tasted the bread, and man and woman sprouted up. No, we came because of the words of the Most High. And we are sustained because of the words of the Most High. Turn with me to the book of 1 Kings, the 13th chapter. In 1 Kings, the 13th chapter, and this is a beautiful testimony, and we're going to read this testimony. Because this, like I was speaking of, what are we speaking of? Every word of Elohim is pure. And he is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. But don't add unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. And according to the Proverbs, the 6th chapter, and the 16th verse, the Most High said that that's an abomination in his eyes, a lying tongue. So we don't want to add to the Most High words. And we don't want to diminish it. If you want to keep it, state that it is in, which is perfection. But when we don't hearken to the words of Yahweh, and when we don't confirm the words of Yah, it's to the detriment of our very existence. In 1 Kings, the 13th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 7th verse. And it reads, and this is about a messenger that came to the king, Jeroboam. And it says, and the king said unto the man of Elohim, come home with me and refresh thyself, and I will give thee a reward. And the man of Elohim said unto the king, if thou wilt give me half thine house, I will not go in with thee. Neither will I eat bread nor drink water in this place. For so it was charged me by the word of Yahweh, saying, eat no bread, nor drink water, nor turn again by the same way that thou camest. So he went another way, and returned not by the way that he came to Bethel. Now there dwelt an old prophet in Bethel. And this prophet, he was doing good. Why? Because he was confirming the words of Yah. Because Yahweh commanded him, when you go into the house, don't eat, don't drink. Just drop off the message and be on your way. Now, he got this directly from the true and living creator. But let's see what happens when we add to or diminish from the words of Yah. It says, And a man of Elohim said unto the king, well, no, verse 10. So he went another way and returned not by the way that he came to Bethel. Now there dwelt an old prophet in Bethel, and his sons came and told him all the works that the man of Elohim had done that day in Bethel. The words which he had spoken unto the king, them they told also to their father. And their father said unto them, what way went he? For his sons had seen what ways the man of Elohim went. So he came from Yehuda. And he said unto his sons, saddle me the ass. So they saddled him the ass, and he rode thereon, and went after the man of Elohim, and found him sitting under an oak. And he said unto him, art thou the man of Elohim that camest from Yehuda? And he said, I am he. Then he said unto him, come home with me and eat bread. And he said, I may not return with thee, nor go in with thee, neither will I eat bread, nor drink water with thee in this place. For it was said to me by the word of Yah, thou shalt eat no bread, nor drink water there, nor turn again to go by the way that thou camest. And he said unto him, I'm a prophet also, as thou art. And an angel spoke unto me by the word of Yah, saying, bring him back with thee into thine house, that he may eat bread and drink water, that he lied also, but he lied unto him. So he went back with him and did eat bread in his house and drank water. Now, this messenger of Yah got a direct command from the Most High. And his command was, deliver the message, but don't eat no bread, nor drink any water. But just the man saying that, well, I'm a messenger too. And an angel told me, by the words of the Most High, come in my house and eat and drink. Now, this is why the Most High said that he gave us the commandments to prove us. Because you're proven by knowing that every word of Elohim is pure. So the first thing that should have been done is this messenger should have inquired of Yahweh. Did Yahweh change? Did Yahweh deviate from his command? But he didn't. And that's why it says, trust in Yah with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. This is why this instruction is here for us. If Yahweh has given us a command, then we can't sway to the left or to the right of it. And there's going to be a lot of people that come in your life and tell you, man, you shouldn't be doing that. That just don't look right. That's not righteousness. You can get this just by doing this. And get that just by getting that. Or read this book and see what this say. And read this and see what that say. Or go by this. I don't go by what you go by, and I'm doing just fine. Don't hearken to the voice of these people that's trying to get you to deviate against the words of Yah. Because this very thing can be a snare of death unto us. And that's why we have to cleave unto the Most High. So let's finish reading what happened to this messenger of Yah. In verse 20. And it says, and it came to pass, as they sat at the table, that the word of Yahweh came unto the prophet that brought him back. And he cried unto the man of Elohim that came from Yehuda, saying, thus saith Yahweh. So this prophet lied and said that Yahweh spoke to him through an angel. But the Most High, little dude, did this messenger know that Yahweh was trying this man to see if he would keep his commandment or no. And it says, and he cried unto the man of Elohim that came from Yehuda, saying, thus saith Yah, for as much as thou hast disobeyed the mouth of Yah, has not kept the commandment which Yah thy Elohim commanded thee, but cameth back and has eaten bread and drunk water in the place of the which Yah did say to thee, eat no bread and drink no water, thy carcass shall not come unto the sepulchre of thy fathers. And it came to pass, after he had eaten bread and after he had drunk, that he saddled for him the ass, to wit, for the prophet whom he had brought back. And when he was gone, a lion met him by the way and slew him, and his carcass was cast in the way, and the ass stood by it. The lion also stood by the carcass, and behold, men passed by and saw the carcass cast in the way, and the lion standing by the carcass. And they came and told it in the city where the old prophet dwelt. And when the prophet that brought him back from the way heard thereof, he said, it is the man of Elohim who was disobedient unto the word of Yah. Therefore Yahweh have delivered him unto the lion, which have torn him and slain him, according to the word of Yah, which he spake unto him. And he spake to his sons, and saying, saddle me the ass. And they saddled the ass. And he went and found his carcass cast in the way, and the ass and the lion standing by the carcass. The lion had not eaten the carcass, nor torn the ass. And, well, let's keep reading. And the prophet took up the carcass of the man of Elohim and laid it upon the ass and brought it back. And the old prophet came to the city to mourn and to bury him. And he laid his carcass in his own grave, and they mourned over him, saying, alas, my brother. So this is the judgment from Yahweh, because he gives us strict commands. And when we go to the left, or when we sway to the right, we're playing with our very lives. We're playing to our own demise. We're being led to the ways of destruction. Because as you can see, Yahweh said, every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall swear. Everyone, everything in this testimony became obedient to the words of Yah. The prophet that told this false testimony about Yahweh speaking to him, Yahweh ended up visiting this prophet in reality and gave him the judgment of what's going to happen to this prophet by not seeking this word. And the very beast, this lion that slayed this prophet, didn't even eat this prophet, nor did he tear the ass of this prophet when he arose, because he kept the commandments of Yahweh. And this is what disobedience will bring us. It will bring us into the snares of death. It will bring us into a way that is not good. It will not bring you into the light. It will bring us into darkness, because this is not what Yah requires. This is why every word of Elohim is pure. But if we add unto his words, he reproved thee, and thou be found a liar. And if we found a liar, our very lives are at risk. So we have to be careful whom we are listening to, whom we choose to follow, and whom do we choose to take counsel from? Because the very counsel that you may think that you've taken from a man or woman of Elohim may be just a deceitful tongue to bring you into the path of destruction. So if we got commands from Yah, then let's cleave to Yahweh. Turn with me to the book of Numbers, the 20th chapter. In the book of Numbers, the 20th chapter, another good testimony. I'm going to start reading at the second verse. Well, no, I'm going to start reading at the first verse. Numbers 20, verse 1 reads, "Then came the children of Israel, even the whole congregation, into the desert of Zin in the first month. And the people abode in Kadesh, and Miriam died there and was buried there. And there was no water for the congregation. And they gathered themselves together against Moses and against Aharon. And the people chode with Moses and spake, saying, Would Elohim that we had died when our brethren died before Yah? And why have you brought us up into the congregation of Yah into this wilderness, that we and our cattle should die there? And wherefore have ye made us to come up out of Egypt to bring us into this evil place? It is no place of seed or of figs or of vines or of pomegranates, neither is there any water to drink." Now people just seen the great works of Elohim. The Most High did something that our forefathers never seen and never tasted. He rained down manna. When we cried for flesh, he rained down quail. And the Most High made bitter waters sweet. The Most High did great works while we were in the wilderness. And this is why the Most High suffered us the hunger, to try us, to see whether we would keep his commands or no. And instead of humbling ourselves, we murmured, we complained, and we start speaking great words against the Most High. And this, let's read further of this testimony. "And Moses and Aharon went from the presence of the assembly unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and they fell upon their faces, and the glory of Yahweh appeared unto them. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, Take the rod, and gather thou the assembly together, thou and Aharon, thy brother, and speak ye unto the rock before their eyes, and it shall give forth his water, and thou shalt bring forth to them water out of the rock. So thou shalt give the congregation and their beasts drink. And Moses took the rod from before Yah, as he commanded him. And Moses and Aaron gathered the congregation together before the rock. And he said unto them, Hear now, ye rebels, must we fetch you water out of this rock? And Moses lifted up his hand, and with his rod he smote the rock twice. And the water came out abundantly, and the congregation drank, and their beast also. And Yahweh spake unto Moses and Aaron, Because ye believe me not to sanctify me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore ye shall not bring this congregation into the land which I have given them. This is the water of Meribah, because the children of Israel strove with Yah, and he was sanctified in them." This is what happens when we don't confirm the words of Yah. The commandments of Yahweh are very plain. They're very pure. They're clean. They're so simple that even a fool should not err therein. This is how pure these words are. There's no confusion in what murder is, for the most part, by most of our people. We all aware of what murder is. If you wasn't aware of what murder is, then when you did it, you wouldn't flee. We're familiar with what stealing is and what robbery is for the most part. And you know that we know, because if you did it, you don't just stand there, you flee. And we're familiar with what adultery is. And you know we're familiar about it because they creep around and do it so they don't be caught. So we're familiar with what these things are. That's how plain the words of Yahweh are. But when we don't confirm his commandments, and when we don't, and when we lean into our own understanding, it's great detriment that happened. And because these things happen, Moses, Aaron, nor the congregation, the children of Israel, got to see this good land. Because the Most High just said, speak unto the rock. And the anger waxed hot with Moses, and he smote the rock. And this was something that was not righteous or good in the eyes of the Most High. And he said, look, you didn't believe me to sanctify me in the eyes of Yahweh. And that's what we, in the eyes of the children of Israel. And that's what we all, that's what we as Israel, that's what our commission is, to sanctify Yahweh. So it don't matter whether we sanctify Yahweh to each other, whether we sanctify Yahweh in our households, or whether we're sanctifying the name of Yahweh to the world, to show that we believe in the Most High, we have to confirm every word that he has spoken. And when we add to, or when we diminish, or when we don't seek out of the book of Yah, we don't seek his word, and we just start doing things because everybody else is doing it. And when everybody else is doing it, we're so peaceful. And there's so much unity, and there's so much harmony, and it's no controversy. So you know what? We're just going to keep doing it for the sake of peace. But that's not sanctifying Yahweh in the eyes of the people, no matter who we're standing in front of. And these things, by not confirming the words of the Most High, it said, look, you didn't believe me. And I deal with you like I've never dealt with any servant. I can't come and speak to you face to face as a man speaketh to his friend. And Yahweh has given his servants his word. So when we see things that are out of order, we can go to his words and we can say, well, I know it's out of order because it's not in harmony with the laws or testimonies of the word of Yah. And when we out of order and someone correcting us, they can say, look, man, you out of order because how you behaving and how you carrying yourself is not in harmony with the word of Yah. Because every word of Elohim is pure. And he is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. And this is what happens. Because the words of Yahweh, his commands, his commandments were added to. And this was something that the Most High didn't see righteous at all. And this is one of the few mistakes that you will see that was committed by Yah's servant, Moses. But it was a great one. And what sins are we not doing? What sins are we committing today? How are we not sanctifying Yahweh today? There's so many ways, so many testimonies, and so many people that waken and be enlightened to the fact that they Israel. But when it comes to confirming the words of Yah, they are far removed from it. And this is something that the Most High said, I'm not going to be a shield unto you if you don't confirm my words. So let's not, that's why it says don't be a respecter of person. Because if you're a respecter of person, then you'll turn your back from the Most High because your buddy turned his back. Your wife turned her back. Your husband turned his back. Your children turned his back. And you said, well, man, they done went away. They ain't serving y'all no more, so I guess I'm not going to serve y'all no more. Their relationship with the Most High has absolutely zero to do with your relationship with the Most High. If the Most High is speaking to you, he's speaking to you. And you command your household and you control your spirit so you can control your environment. So even if everybody turned their foot from the Most High, you can say, well, my foot is stayed in the house of Yah and cleaving to the words of Elohim. Because this is my life. And I'm not turning away my foot because I love life that much. This is how pure Yahweh's word is. So it don't matter who it is. And it doesn't matter what title that someone may put on themselves to try to get you to turn away from the Most High. Because Yahweh even addressed this in his very word. Turn with me to the book of Deuteronomy, the 18th chapter. In Deuteronomy, the 18th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 19th verse. And it reads, Deuteronomy 18 and 19 reads, and it shall come to pass that whosoever will not hearken unto my words, which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him. But the prophet, which shall presume to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or that shall speak in the name of other Elohims, even that prophet shall die. And if thou shalt say in thine heart, how shall we know the words which Yahweh have not spoken? When a prophet speaketh in the name of Yah, if the thing follow not, nor come to pass, it is the thing which Yah have not spoken. But the prophet have spoken it presumptuously, thou shalt not be afraid of him. This is the criteria. So if someone come to you and say, look, man, Yahweh came to me and he said, he don't delight in this Sabbath no more. So all that stuff you doing about trying to keep the Sabbath day holy, don't do it, because you can't be holy in this land, because this is not your land. You don't know who the priests are, and you don't have a sacrifice. So just don't worry about that Sabbath stuff, man. Just do what you've been doing, and then when y'all come to execute judgment, then you can go into the land. The first thing you need to do is stop that person in their tracks and say, show me this testimony or law in Yahweh's word. Show it to me. Establish it. And just because they open up the book and they go to a scripture and read, that don't mean they're establishing the matter. Make them prove it. Because the Most High said, this is how you know I didn't send this prophet. It says, if the thing follow not, nor come to pass, that is the thing which Yahweh have not spoken. But that prophet has spoken it presumptuously. Thou should not be afraid of him. So that's what we look for. We're like, well, first of all, whatever you speaking, is this up to follow? Has it come to pass? And if it hasn't come to pass, or if it has come to pass, then it's recorded in the word of Yah. So establish it through his laws or through his testimonies. And if they can't, you have a prophet before you, but you have a false prophet in your midst. And don't hearken to them, because now they've added to the word of the Most High and spoken the word that Yahweh has not commanded it. And if we follow them, then we just follow into the ways of death. And the same thing is required. It says the same thing in Deuteronomy, the 13th chapter. If you turn with me there. Deuteronomy, the 13th chapter. I'm going to start reading at the first verse. Deuteronomy 13 and 1 reads, if there arise amongst you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams, and giveth thee a sign or a wonder, and the sign or the wonder come to pass, whereof he spake unto thee, saying, this is in case they say something, and it come to pass, but look at what they're trying to lead you to do. Let us go after other Elohims, which thou hast not known, and let us serve them. Thou shalt not hearken unto the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams, for Yahweh your Elohim prove you to know whether ye love Yah your Elohim with all your heart and with all your soul. And if we love in Yahweh with all our heart and with all our soul, then you know what we are loving Yah? We are loving Yahweh perfectly, because we're loving Yah wholeheartedly. It says, ye shall not walk after Yah your Elohim and fear. Ye shall walk after Yah your Elohim and fear him and keep his commandments and obey his voice. And ye shall serve him and cleave unto him. And that prophet or that dreamer of dreams shall be put to death, because he have spoken to turn you away from Yahweh your Elohim, which brought you out of the land of Egypt and redeemed you out of the house of bondage, to thrust thee out of the way which Yah thy Elohim commanded thee to walk. So shalt thou put the evil from the midst of thee. My people, anyone that tries to entice us to go away from the Most High, and what do you think that they telling you when they saying you can't keep the Sabbath? You can't keep the laws. Man, the Most High don't delight in the Sabbath. He don't delight in his laws. The Most High don't care who you marry or who you lay with. It's too much going out here to be worrying about what you doing in your bedroom. Man, all you got to do is this, that, and the third. This is exactly what they doing. They're trying to get you to walk after other Elohims. The Elohim is, they're trying to be an Elohim unto you. In other words, say, walk the way I'm walking and live the way I'm living, because I'm righteous. And if you're not walking like this, and if you're doing contrary to the way that I'm walking, then you're not walking righteously. This is an abomination. And the Most High said, don't hearken to these false prophets, because their judgment is death. We read this in this Deuteronomy, the 13th chapter. We read this in the book of Deuteronomy, the 18th chapter. We read this in the book of Numbers, the 20th chapter, where we just read about Moses and Aaron. And we read this in 1 Kings about the prophet who didn't hearken to the words of Yah. Now, some may still be scratching their heads and say, well, Brother Obadiah, what's so important about hearkening to the words of Yah? Why must every conversation we have be about Yah? Why was every time we indulge in the conversation, we got to invoke the name of Yah? Why is it every time we have to talk about something, Yahweh got to be brought into the forefront of the mix? Can't we just have fun? Can't we just imagine? Can't we just have a conversation that's just figurative? I'm talking to you. Well, this is why you invoke the name of Yah in everything that we do. It's recorded in the book of Proverbs, the 18th chapter. And in Proverbs, the 18th chapter, and the 21st verse, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. My people, this is wisdom speaking. And it's saying death and life is in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit of it. So if you have a bunch of death coming out of your mouth, you're going to eat the fruit of it. And if you speak in the praises of Yah, and you confirm in the words of Yah, and the words of Yah are filled in your mouth, then you must love life. And you're going to eat the fruit of that. So it's very important to invoke the name of Yahweh. That's why it says this in Proverbs, the third chapter. If you turn with me there. In Proverbs, the third chapter, in the sixth verse, Proverbs 3 and 6, it reads, no matter of fact, since this is the fifth day of the week, since this is the day of increase, then let's see how we increase our blessings unto us. So let's start at verse 5. And it says, trust in Yah with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thy own eyes, fear Yah, and depart from evil. And if we do this, it shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. If we got to believe in something and invoke something, let's invoke the name of Yahweh. No matter what conversation we having, no matter what endeavor we're trying to get into, no matter what type of covenant we're trying to make, no matter what prosperity we're trying to obtain, let's always trust in Yah with all our heart. And let's not lean to our own understanding. Let's in all of our ways acknowledge Yah and let Yahweh direct our paths. This is how you stay in the way of life. But as soon as you start invoking your own opinion, as soon as you start invoking your own point of view and saying, well, look, man, I haven't come across where this takes place, so I'm going to just start doing this. When you haven't even sought the counsel of Yah, you haven't even sought the counsel of the Most High servants. You just adding to his words. You're just diminishing from his words. But you're not putting your trust in Yah. And we're not acknowledging Yah in all our ways when we're doing this. And you know what we're doing? We're not sanctifying Yahweh in the midst of the people. So when people say, man, in the sanctuary, that brother and sister seemed pretty righteous. Screaming hallelujah, praise be to Yah. They got their fringes on, nice cultured garment on. They got their kufi, they got their kafat on, they got their kufi on, they got the commandments all on them. But when I see them out on the street, they don't got none of that. And when I hear them talk, they're not talking about none of that. They're not sanctifying Yah. They sanctifying everything else. I didn't even know that they was an Israelite. I didn't even know that they served Yahweh. I just happened to stumble and say, that's my homeboy sitting in class. That's my homegirl sitting in class. That's how you know we're leaning into our own understanding and we're not acknowledging Yah in all our ways. When we start doing things that's diverse to the words of Yah, and you are serving the Yah, you're not a servant to the sanctuary that you go to or the teachers that you sit under, and you're not a servant to a man. You are a servant of Yahweh, and your commission and your goal is to confirm every word of the Most High. That's our commission. This is our goal. This is our very life. This is how Yahweh becomes a shield. And you know what will happen when we start having ordered conversations, when we start having righteous conversation, or start invoking the judgment of Yah in our conversation? A lot of this vanity and a lot of this wickedness that we partake in will be gone from the midst of us. Because as it says in the scriptures, to the wicked, the righteous are an abomination. But just so to the righteous, the wicked are an abomination. So y'all two will totally be separated from one another. They'll say, man, we was going to hang out, but I was going to call you. But man, you always talking that Yahweh stuff, man. So I just let you go over there and be with Yahweh. Well, praise Yah. Because most likely I would have been seeing something or partaking in something that would have been not righteous. indulging myself in something that's not of the praises of Yah. So you just spared me so I can give extra praises to the Most High. So don't feel like you're on an island alone, that you're on the desert island alone. Because it's a whole group of us that the wicked don't call. Or those that want to partake in wickedness, they don't call me neither. They don't want to hang out with me neither. Because when you sanctify yourself to Yah, you separate yourself. And we become something holy. So no wonder that those that have wicked imaginations don't want to reproach you. Or don't want to conversate with you. Or don't want to invite you to their meetings and their gatherings. Because as soon as you start getting in the midst of them, you're going to sanctify Yahweh in the midst of their eyes. Because you know every word of Elohim is pure. And this is what Yah commissioned us to do. Turn with me to the book of Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter. In Deuteronomy, the 13th chapter, and the 15th verse, it reads, "See, I have set before thee this day life and good, and death and evil, in that I commanded thee this day to love Yah thy Elohim, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments, and his statutes, and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply. And Yahweh shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it." The Most High has let you know, I set before you this day life and good, death and evil. So if we speak in life, then we speak in good. If we speak in death, then we speak in evil. If it's not in the confines of the words of the Most High. And how do you know when you speak in death and evil? It's when you're too embarrassed to even mention the Most High in the conversation. You're too embarrassed to even invoke the name of the Most High in the conversation. Then you know that you most likely are partaking in something that's perverse. Partaking in something that's evil. Because as soon as you see one of your brothers and sisters come around, then your energy switch up. And praise Yah. Like, but just before, a person like, man, you weren't talking like that just 5 minutes ago. That's because we was talking about something that was evil. Because don't worry about what your friends see. Or don't be all concerned with what your family see. Because what your family may miss, they may not see it. Your friends may not see it. But Yahweh sees it all. Because the Most High has caused heaven and earth to record and witness against our acts. Because every word of Elohim is pure. So why wouldn't our mouths be filled? Why wouldn't our lips be filled with the praises of Yah? Why wouldn't they be filled with the abundance of the words of Yah? Because this is our very life. This is our very existence. This is our very key to righteousness. Turn with me to the book of Isaiah, the 55th chapter. And what are we discussing this evening? We're discussing that every word of Elohim is pure. Every word is pure. And Yahweh said this, because if we want to love Yah with our whole heart and our whole, with all our heart and with all our soul, there's some things that we're going to have to do. There's some ways that we're going to have to forsake. There may be some people that we have to separate ourselves from. But just know that if we cleave unto every word of Yah, there's going to have to be some sacrifices made. And in Isaiah, the 55th chapter, and the first verse, it reads, "Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat, yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore did ye spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear, and come unto me, hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that thou knew of not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee because of Yahweh thy Elohim and for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. Seek ye Yah while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. And let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto Yahweh, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our Elohim, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith Yah. For the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than yours. So the Most High is letting us know, if you want to cleave unto me, if you want to grow closer unto me, then let the wicked forsake his way and the evil man his thoughts. Let's get these abominable thoughts out of our hearts and out of our minds. And let's fill it with the words of Yah. And let's fill it with the confirmation of Yahweh's words in our actions. Because as long as we be of two minds, Yahweh is letting us know, my thoughts are not your thoughts, and my ways are not your ways. I don't take pleasure in what you take pleasure in, because you don't take pleasure in me. So my thoughts are not your thoughts, and my ways are not your ways. But if you forsake your, if the wicked man forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, then return unto Yah, he'll have mercy. And when we return unto our Elohim and we start delighting ourselves in the praises of Yah, we start delighting ourselves in sanctifying Yah, we start delighting ourselves in confirming the words of Yah, we start delighting ourselves in being a witness to Yah, and we start confirming that Yahweh is the only Elohim, well then now our thoughts will be one with our Elohim. And our ways will start being one with our Elohim, because we will be walking in the ways of Yah. And that's what he commanded us to do, to walk in all his ways. Turn with me to Psalms, the 12th chapter. In Psalms, the 12th chapter, I'm going to read the 6th verse. In Psalms 12 and verse 6, it says, the words of Yahweh are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of the earth, purified 7 times. Thou shalt keep them, O Yah, thou shalt preserve them from this generation from ever. The words of Yahweh are tried. That's why every word of Elohim is pure. That's how he can become a shield unto us when we put our trust in him. And when we don't add unto his words, then we won't be reproved and found a liar. And this is why many of our people today are afraid to seek the word of Yah. And to seek out of the book of Yah. So they start turning to other books and start trying to confirm the testimonies of other doctrines. Why? Because the Most High doesn't justify or condone anything that they're doing. He's condemning it. He's reproving them. And they're being found a liar. So that's why they'll tell you, look, it's not in the book, but it's here. It's not in the testimony, but it's here. You won't find it in the word of Yah that's righteous, but you'll find it here. Well, then if it's not in the word of Yah, then it's something that's not tried. It's not something that's went through the furnace of fire. As silver in the earth purifies seven times. That means this thing is something that's solid. This is something that's sure. This is something that won't fail. And when we don't put our trust into these testimonies and the laws, then we're not putting our trust in the words of Yah. Because every word of Elohim is pure. Turn with me to the book of 1 Kings, 15th chapter. In the book of 1 Kings, the 15th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 22nd verse. 1 Kings 15 to 22 reads, "Then King Asa made a proclamation throughout all Yehuda. None was exempted, and they took away the stones of Ramah and the timber thereof, wherewith Baasha had built. And King Asa built with them Geba of Benjamin and Mizpeh. The rest of all the acts of Asa and all his might and all that he did and the cities which he built are not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Yehuda. Nevertheless, in the time of his old age, he was diseased in his feet. Asa slept with his fathers and was buried with his fathers in the city of David his father. And Jehoshaphat, his son, reigned in his stead. And why did he die with the disease of his feet? Outside of it being the judgment of Yah, he didn't seek Yah. He sought the physicians. And he died. You'll see it explicitly everywhere in confirming the words of the Most High. That it's something that's pure. You'll see that it's something that pertains to the ways of life. And you will see that it pertains to our very existence. Because this is what Yahweh calls for us to be righteous. This is what Yahweh calls us to be upright, to be strong, to be courageous. This is what Yahweh causes us to do, to live. This whole book is a testimony that man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of Yah does man live. Because every word of Elohim is pure. Turn with me to the book of Proverbs, the 6th chapter. In the book of Proverbs, the 6th chapter and the 23rd verse, Proverbs 6 and 23 reads, "For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs of instruction are the ways of life." This is exactly what the words of Yahweh are. They're lamp to our feet. They are light. And this reproof that we get, they the ways of life. So coming up all your life, you may have thought that the Most High seen it righteous to serve another God. But through his reproof, you forsake all these false idols and start serving Yahweh alone. May come up in life thinking, look, the Most High don't care what we eat. But you start reading his dietary laws and start reading the testimonies of his servants, and through the reproof, you start seeing that making changes, that your life becomes altogether better. You may think, look, man, my whole life, I just want to be a player. I just want to sleep around and do my thing. But then you read that he that finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor of Yah. Now you got a wife. Now you have children. Your quiver is full. Now all these ways that we're going into are the ways of life. Because every word of Elohim is pure. And trust, he's a shield unto them that put their trust in him. So there's no need to add to the words of Yah. There's no need to diminish from the words of Yah. Because the ways of life are before us. Turn with me to Proverbs, the 10th division. In Proverbs, the 10th chapter, in the 17th verse, it reads, he is the way in the way of life that keepeth instruction. But he that It says, he that is in the way of life that keepeth instruction, but he that refuseth reproof, erreth. So if we're in the ways of life, we just keep reproof. It's a constant reminder of correction. And just when you thought you've done something to the pinnacle and it don't get no better, you get reproof. And see, you could take it to that much of a level. And when you conquer that, it's not time to just celebrate the rest of your life in this one thing. Let's move on to something else. Because it's a constant life. That's what it is. It's a constant reproof. So if you... this reproof is going to keep you in the way of instruction. But if you hate reproof and you refuse reproof, you're going to continue to err. And you're going to continue to just go into the ways and the snares of death. And this is how you will know every word of Elohim is pure. Because Yahweh's words may be speaking against the very thing that we're doing. But we got to say, praise Yah, turn from my ways, and do that which is right in the eyes of Yah, and cleave unto Elohim. Other words, we'll start adding to it, we'll start diminishing, then we'll get that reproof anyway, and found a liar. And if you're not strong and dedicated to the Most High, you'll cast this book to the side. You'll cast the Most High to the side. And then you're just going the ways of death. This is how important the words of Yahweh are. Turn me to the book of Isaiah, the 45th chapter. In Isaiah, the 45th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the second verse. Isaiah 45 and verse 2, it reads, I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. And I will give thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I, Yahweh, which called thee by thy name, am the Elohim of Israel. For Yaakov, my servant's sake, and Israel, mine elect, I have even called thee by thy name. I have surnamed thee, though thou hast not known me. I am Yahweh, and there is none else. There is no Elohim besides me. I girded thee, and though thou hast not known me. So Yahweh is letting us know, look, cleave unto me. I know you haven't known me. I know your adversaries didn't teach you about my ways and they give you my laws and statutes. But it was me that girded you this whole time. and been with you this whole time. I have given you my name. So even when you think you was coming up with something exclusive by giving your sons and daughters names that had Yah incorporated in the name, or giving them the name of Israel, we just called by Yah. This is the confirmation of the words of Yah. This is the very existence, the bane of our existence. Though we have not known the true and living Elohim, Yahweh said he girded us. And how do we get to know the Most High? How do we establish a relationship with the Most High? Well, all we have to do is go to his word and seek Yahweh through his word. And if we don't understand what we're reading, and we can't get the understanding that we're getting from reading it ourselves, then look for a messenger, a servant of Yah, who's cleaving unto Yah, and know that Yahweh is a shield unto them that put their trust in them, and seek the ways of Yah before them, and ask of them. And surely if they cleave to the Most High, and they know every word of Elohim is pure, surely Yahweh will reveal it unto them, and they can give you the understanding. And we can stay in the ways of Yah. But make no mistake that these are the ways of Yah and not a man. So don't turn your back from the Most High because you think by coming to Yah's sanctuary is following after man. Don't refuse what Yahweh say we robbing them of, which is tithes and offerings. Don't think that because you don't pay them, you showing man something. No, that wasn't man that came up with this commandment. This is Yahweh. Don't think that you can go out and be any kind of way that you want to be because you're showing the world that you don't hearken to man and you being different. No, all you're showing is your rebelliousness to the Most High. But if you want to show your righteousness and if you want to serve Yah wholeheartedly, then what you would do is seek after Yahweh, seek his word. Because you know that every word of Elohim is pure. And he is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. And how do you know if you found a liar? How do you know if you're not going in the ways of truth? This is how you know. Turn with me to Isaiah, the 29th chapter. Got a couple more scriptures. And Isaiah, the 29th chapter, and the 13th verse, it says, "For wherefore Yahweh said, for as much as this people draw near me with their mouth and with their lips do honor me, but have removed their hearts far from me, and their fear towards me is taught by the precepts of man." How do you know you don't believe in every word of Elohim that is pure? How do you know Yahweh is not a shield unto you? Because that's all the ways, it's ways that you're walking in that's not established by Yahweh's word. And when your brother or your sister try to give you reproof, you don't even want to hear it. You don't even want to hearken to it. You refuse the instruction because you think that this is cool. My teacher said it's cool, so therefore it's cool. That's because our fear to the Most High has been taught by the precepts of man. So when you say establish this in Yahweh's word, establish this in Yahweh's testimonies, they'll say, you know what? I don't got to go to Yahweh's book. It don't have to be there. Because Yahweh can do what he want. Yeah, Yahweh can do what he want. And what he has done, he's told his servants to go to his word. He says this in the book of Isaiah, the 34th chapter. And Isaiah, 34th chapter, and the 16th verse, it reads, "Seek ye out of the book of Yahweh and read. No one of these shall fail, and none shall want her mate. For my mouth it hath commanded, and his spirit it has gathered them." So all the ways of righteousness we want to learn, we seek out the book of God and read. None of these will fail, and none shall want a mate. So no matter what ways that we're doing that's pertaining to the praises of Yahweh, pertaining to our salvation, just know that it's in the book of Yah, being confirmed by the words of Yah. And this is how we learn. In the book of Isaiah, the 28th chapter, last verse. In Isaiah, the 28th chapter, and the 9th verse, it reads, "To whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little." That means precept must be upon precept, line must be upon line, here a little and there a little. That means Yahweh's testimonies and his laws, the keys to salvation, is all recorded in his book. And all we have to do is go precept upon precept and line upon line. Because putting your trust in Yahweh's word is not you showing that you're putting your trust in man. It's not showing that you're putting your trust in a place. It's showing that you're putting your trust in Yahweh. So if we got our trust in Yahweh and we got our hearts fixed in Yah, then truly we know that every word of Elohim is pure, and he is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. So let us not be found a liar. Let us walk in the truth, and the truth is the words and the ways of Yah. So until tomorrow, Yahweh loves you, and so do we. Shalom.
Mercy, and it's love and kindness, 'cause I know that I ain't worthy.